Greetings and welcome to Good TV and to our series on Sonship and Identity.
欢迎大家收看华侨喜电视台。我们这一个系列谈到的是儿子和身份。
In today's session, we're going to talk about how to be led by the Spirit of God.
那今天这一堂我们要分享的是如何接受圣灵的引导。
Let me just start with the scripture from Romans 8 and verse 14.
我们来看罗马书的第八章十四节。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
So notice maturity, being a son of God, a child of the living God.
所以要作为一位真神的儿子。
Is about being led by the Spirit, not by your feelings or circumstances or fears.
先决条件是你要被神的灵引导，不是靠着你的理性、你的感受、情感。
When we are led by the Spirit of God,
一旦我们接受圣灵的引导，
we are walking in our sonship, walking in our identity.
我们就持续地走在这个做儿子的身份当中。
When our life is controlled by circumstances and feelings and what is around us,Then we're led by the flesh, not by the spirit.
一旦我们容许自己都是被这一个社整个环境我们面临到的困境所引导所牵引的话，我们就脱离了这个儿子的身份。
If we look at the ministry of Jesus Christ,
我们如果看耶稣基督他的事工
，He is the model son, the pattern son, the one we model our life upon.
他是我们要去效法的一个儿子的榜样。
Look what it says in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1.
在路加福音的第四章第一节。
It says, Then Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
讲到耶稣被圣灵充满从约旦河回来圣灵将他引到旷野。
So Jesus had encountered God.
所以耶稣他经历到神。
He experienced the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
他也经历到整个圣灵的充满。
But then he surrendered to be led and directed by him.
然后接下来就他顺从圣灵的引导。
He understood that as a son,
他明白作为一个儿子。
He was sent to fulfill an assignment from his father.
他在这地上就是要接受他父亲给他的任务。
It's the same for you and me.
你我也一样。
As children of God, we have an assignment from our father.
我们是神的儿女。父神就有给我们每一个人不同任务。
We are to represent him.
我们都要在地上做他的代言人。
To bring his love, his life, wherever we go.
不管到哪里去，都要把父神的爱还有生命带给人。
And it differs from one person to another.
每一个人表现方式不同。
How this is expressed.
所以这个他的整个彰显方式不一样。
So Jesus having an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
所以这边看到这个耶稣经历到圣灵。
Was submitted to the Spirit of God.
接下来顺服于神的灵。
It says in that encounter.It tells us
然后在接下来他就讲到
that John saw the Spirit coming like a turtle dove and resting on him.
所以这个施洗约翰呢，看到圣灵如鸽子一般的降临到耶稣身上
and remained on Jesus.
而且继续留在他身上
What astonished him about that?
这个很令人惊讶的部分
The turtle dove is a very gentle, very, very easily frightened animal.
这个地方所讲的鸽子，它其实这种鸽子是很容易受到惊吓。
So it'll only rest where it feels it's a safe or restful place.
它只会在一个它觉得安全的地方停在那里。
So Jesus' heart and life was aligned in surrender to the Holy Spirit.
那也因为主耶稣他的整个生命，他的内心是完全降服于圣灵。
I'm sure he wanted to begin his ministry straight away.
我相信他可能跟我们也一样，一得到恩膏，马上就要开始服事。
That's what you and I would have wanted to do.
我们所有人都是这个样子。
But the Holy Spirit led him into a season of fasting, prayer, and testing before his ministry.
反而圣灵是什么？一恩膏充满他之后，就把他带到旷野，让他经历一些的试探、熬夜、
So we see Jesus surrendered and let the Holy Spirit lead him.
但是经文讲到说，这个耶稣降服于圣灵的引导。
The Holy Spirit's role or job description is to lead us. Our job is to follow.
所以圣灵的工作角色就是领导引导我们我们的工作和任务就是要去顺服他。
What a contrast of the way demons affect us. The Bible says of the man that was demonized in Mark 5, he was driven by the devil.
但是你看到魔鬼的功用就不一样在马可福音第五章看到这个魔鬼驱动人去做事。
So demonic spirits drive people, they compel them.
所以只要是有邪灵工作的地方你会看到那个人就好像是被某种力量在驱使。
The Holy Spirit gently leads us.
但是圣灵是温柔的引导。
And we must choose and decide day by day and through the day,That we will follow what he is saying to us.
因此，我们每一天都要很刻意的要去决定降服于他对我们的 这个带领和光照。
So we want to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit.
一定要学会怎么样的来接受圣灵引导。
So first, I want to give you three principles that are very foundational.
所以我们要来分享三个最基本的原则。
These are principles around being led by the Holy Spirit.
这三个基本原则可以帮助我们接受圣灵引导。
Number one.
第一。
The Holy Spirit will lead us and direct us.But he will not control us.
圣灵他会引导我们，带领我们，绝对不会控制我们。
The Holy Spirit will never force you to do anything.
圣灵绝对不会强迫你去做任何事。
He will inspire you.
他会光照你。
He will gently guide you.
他会温柔地带领你。
But he won't force you.
他绝对不会强迫你。
The Holy Spirit will never force anyone to do anything.
圣灵绝对不会强迫任何人做任何事。
To force you would be to push against your will.
所谓的强迫就是勉强你的意志。
But God will not override your will.
那神他也绝对不会勉强你的意志。
He gave you a free will.
因为神一开始就给你自由意志。
So to be led by the Spirit, I must exercise my will and choose to follow.
所以当我们讲到要能够接受圣灵的引导，表示我要很刻意的决心降服于圣灵的引导。
It's an issue of humility, voluntarily submitting to let him lead you.
这也就是一种谦卑，就是我愿意放下自己，然后完全的接受他的一个带领。
That's why one picture for the Holy Spirit is like a dove, very gentle.
这就是为什么圣经它会用鸽子来形容
圣灵。Very peaceful.
非常的温柔，非常的平和。
And when we follow the Holy Spirit,
所以当你开始跟随圣灵，
there will be peace in our heart.
你的内心就有平安。
If we resist him, there will be tension in our heart.
一旦抗拒他的引导，里面就会有焦躁不安。
That's why it says in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God be the umpire or the ruler of your heart.
所以哥罗西书三章十五节才会讲到说要让神的平安来治理你的心。
When the Holy Spirit leads us,
所以当圣灵引导我们，
when we are willingly yielding to his direction,
当我们愿意降服于他的带领，
could be how we treat someone,
有可能是在对待人的方式，
could be how we're doing a task,
有可能是去完成一个工作，
could be what we need to do,
或者是我们需要做的事情。
There'll always be a gentleness and a peace in it.
那你会发现都应该在各样事情上都有一种温柔祥和。
That's the nature of the Holy Spirit.
因为那是圣灵的特质。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit guides us in two primary ways.
接下来是我们要看到圣灵他用两种主要方式带领我们。
Number one,
第一，
by the principles of the Word of God.
借由神的话带领。
It's like in the military, they have standing orders.
那就好像在军队一样，他们一定会有一些的基本命令。
They have a book.
他们会有一本军
And it's the book of standing orders or the guidelines what to do.
里面一定会有手册，交战手册，然后按照那个手册会告诉你遇到什么状况要怎么样的进行。
So the Holy Spirit inspired or breathed into this book, the Bible.
所以这个我们知道圣经是由圣灵他的一个感动光照写下来的。
So when we read it,
所以当我们来读
the Holy Spirit's able to instruct us, enlighten us.
圣灵他就有办法来光照我们，指教我们。
He's able to give answers to problems in life.
那也能够透过神的话来给我们解答。
We need to give ourselves to knowing the Word of God.
所以我们一定要来好好的读经文。
Studying the Word of God.
要来研读查考。
Applying the Word of God to our life.
然后把神的话运用在生命上。
For example,
比方说
the Bible says in Ephesians 6 verse 2,
这个在以弗所书第六章二节
Honor your father and mother.
讲说你要敬重你的父母。
Which is the first commandment with a blessing or promise.
讲到说这是第一条带祝福的诫命
That it may go well for you
好让你在地上一切都亨通
And you may live long
你也能够足享长寿
So notice there is a key principle
所以就看到一个很重要的原则
So as I read that
所以当我读到了
The Holy Spirit may speak of the need to honor a father or honor a mother
那圣灵他就会来光照我在哪些部分需要来尊荣我的父亲
May remind me my attitudes aren't right and I need to repent
圣灵就有可能会提醒我啊，我是不是哪些态度不对需要悔改
He points out the blessing of doing this.
然后他也会来让我看到这么做的时候会有什么。
So we need to read the Word of God.
所以我们一定要读神的话。
And this is one of the primary ways God speaks to us.
那这个就是神对我们说话的一个最主要的方式。
The second way the Holy Spirit speaks.
那圣灵对我们说话的第二个方式。
Is through specific personal guidance.
是透过一种个人一种明确特定的引导方式
He gives what's called daily directions
比方说就是日常生活当中给你一些引导
So we build our life on the word of God
所以第一个当我们把生命建造在神的话上
We build our life on the principles of God's word
然后第二个就是建造在神的原则上
And then we expect the Holy Spirit to give guidance direction
就开始要期待圣灵一定会给我们一些的方向和指引
So he will direct us if we're going off course
所以当我们走偏了，他会告诉我们。
And when there are certain decisions we have to make, we need for him to guide us and speak to us, because the Bible doesn't tell us what to do.
那当我们在面对到一些的决定、抉择的时候，我们知道在圣经上面可能没有办法看到清楚的讲该怎么选择。
So study,
这时候圣灵会告诉我们。
Study the Bible.
所以你一定要研读神的话。
And apply its principles to your life.
然后把这些原则放在你身上。
Also listen to the Holy Spirit.
同时之间聆听圣灵的声音。
Be a man or woman of prayer.
然后你要成为一个祷告的人。
Thirdly,
第三
the Holy Spirit leads us from the inside outward.
然后圣灵会从我们的里面来引导我们。
The Holy Spirit bears a witness with our spirit.
这种引导就是在我们的灵里头给我们一个印证感动。
So in the Old Testament,
在旧约里
the people of God were led by something external.
神的百姓他们是靠外在的方式来接受圣灵引导。
In Exodus 13 and verse 21,
比方说出埃及记的第十三章二十一节
it tells us there was a pillar of fire at night, and there was a cloud or a pillar of cloud at daytime.
这个圣灵引导的方式就是在白天有云柱，在夜晚有火柱。
It was something outside them.
所以是在外面的。
They just followed it.
他们在外在的事物看到就跟随。
And the Bible tells us in the book of Numbers in verse 17,
然后在民数记第十七章
that when the cloud lifted, everyone broke camp and followed.
讲到说这个云柱一旦兴起，他们这个马上就要收拾好，就要开始跟着走。
So the whole of Israel was led by the Spirit of God.
他们我们看，即便在旧约也跟着圣灵的引导。
If the Spirit remained in a place, they remained there.
他们会看到圣灵的一个彰显，如果停留在一个地方，他们就留在那里。
If the Spirit moved, they broke camp and followed.
一看到神的灵开始移动了，他们就开始就拔营跟着走。
So we see a pattern in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约看到这个模式。
The people of Israel were led by the Spirit of God.
以色列民在旧约一样接受圣灵的引导。
They were led as a group.
他们是整群的人接受引导。
However, Jesus fulfills God's pattern.
但我们知道耶稣他就整个完全了神的这样一个模式。
He said, "The Spirit of God is in me."
因为他讲到说神的灵在我里面。
So the Holy Spirit led him from within.
所以我们就看到是圣灵在耶稣的里面来引导他。
In John 14 and verse 17,
在约翰福音的第十四章十七节
he said, "The Spirit of God has been with you, but now he become in you."
那一节很清楚地讲到说，圣灵以前是与你们同在，现在他在你们里面。
And so when the Holy Spirit leads us,
所以当圣灵引导我们
he will lead us by speaking directly to our spirit.
他会借由直接对我们的灵人说话来引导我们。
That means we need to develop spiritual sensitivity.
换句话说，我们就必须要来耕耘，培养我们的灵人的敏锐度。
When God made us,
当神造我们的时候
，He designed us to be a spirit being.
他就让我们成为一个有灵的人
，with spiritual senses,
有这个灵的知觉
，able to connect to the realm of God, the realm of the spirit.
透过这些知觉，能够连接到这个属灵的这个领域。
Living in a body.
我们活在一个身体里
with physical senses,
有这些灵的知觉
so we could connect with the natural world.
然后借由身体能够跟这个物质的世界连接
so we are completely unique.
所以我们这个人很独特
we are a unique being in the earth.
这个人是这世上一个非常独特的生物
having an ability to connect with God,
因为我们能够连接于神
and ability to live in the earth.
也能够活在这个物质的世界
the Bible says he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
在圣经也讲到说，那个与神连结的，他的灵就与神的灵合一。
So we see those three key principles then.
所以我们刚才看到了三个主要原则。
The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us, but He'll never control you or force you.
第一个就是圣灵绝对会引导你、指教你，但是他不会勉强你。
You have to choose to listen and surrender.
你是你自己要选择要来去聆听，然后降服。
It's about a relationship.
然后第二个，这就是在于一个关系。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit will guide us in two primary ways.
然后第二个讲到圣灵用按两个主要方式引导我们。
By instruction from the Word of God.
第一个是从神的话来引导。
Which He breathed life into.
因为这是他所光照感动的。
Or by directly speaking to us.
那第二个主要方式借由直接对我们说话。
And thirdly, when He guides us personally or directly.
那第三个方式就是当他来引导我们。
It'll be from something inside us.
他会是借由从我们里面的感动。
His spirit witnessing with our spirit.
在他的灵会在我们的灵里面感动。
Not looking for something outside you.
所以不是从外面外界的事物去找。
Sign something happening.
去讲有没有什么记号，有没有什么特别的象征。
You're looking for something outside you. You're not living by faith. You're living by sight.
如果你是想从外在的环境给你印证，你就 是靠眼见的来生活，不是凭信心生活。
So let's look a little further into the Holy Spirit.
我们再进一步来看圣灵的工作。
Holy Spirit is incredibly sensitive.
圣灵其实是非常的敏感。
Holy Spirit's very sensitive.
圣灵非常敏感。
Very gentle. He's also very sensitive.
他非常温柔，但他也很敏感。
If a person is sensitive, that means they feel things very deeply.
我们一般来讲说，一个人很敏感，就是他对一点点的事情感受就很深。
It means they have a capacity to be hurt.
那换句话说，也很容易受伤。
So a sensitive person is quite aware and conscious of how people are treating them.
所以我们讲到一个敏感的人就是什么？他对于人家对待他的方式是很敏感。
A sensitive person is aware of their own emotions. They're also aware of the emotions of others.
一个敏感的人会对自己的情感敏感以外，对别人也一样。
So the Holy Spirit is very, very sensitive.
所以我们说圣灵是很敏感的。
Sensitive to how we treat him.
他对于我们对待他的方式很敏感。
Sensitive to our conduct.
还有我们的行为很敏感。
Sensitive to our words.
我们的言语。
He's sensitive to us.
他对我们很敏感。
And he's also sensitive to how we respond to him.
那也对于我们回应他的方式很敏感。
So that tells us that two things.
所以这让我们明白两件事情。
The Holy Spirit can be grieved.
就是我们有可能让圣灵忧伤。
Let's look at the scripture here in Acts chapter 4.
这是在使徒行传的第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
There are a number of commands given in relationship to the Holy Spirit.
在这一章里头有几个不同地方命令我们，吩咐我们怎么样回应圣灵。
A command is a directive from God.
我们要记得在圣经讲到命令，那就是从神来的。
In Ephesians 4:30, it says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption."
以弗所书第四章第三十节。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with all malice.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So what does it mean, grieve the Holy Spirit?
什么叫做叫神的灵担忧？
If the Bible warns us, don't grieve him, it must be possible to grieve him.
所以如果在圣经清楚用命令的方式说我们会让圣灵担忧，表示就可能知道。
What does it mean to grieve?
但是什么叫让他担忧？
It means to cause deep pain, deep sorrow, deep distress.
这种担忧指的是造成很深的伤痛，很深的难过。
When we grieve the Holy Spirit,
我们如果让圣灵担忧，
it's because we've said or done things which he feels deep pain and sorrow over.
那是因为我们某一些的言行举止让圣灵非常的伤心。
He doesn't leave us.
他不会离开我们。
But when we grieve the Holy Spirit,
可是一旦我们让他伤心，
there is a lack of flow of peace.
那我们里面就缺少了平安。
There's a lack of joy.
就缺少喜乐。
There's a lack of the life of God from within.
也缺少这一个，在我们里面就缺少神的生命。
In other words, when we grieve the Holy Spirit,
所以一旦让圣灵担忧，
there's a withdrawing of the flow of His life.
那这一个他的生命就会好像从我们里面就开始退缩。
And of course, that means there's death in our relationships.
那当然，这就代表就会有死亡出现在关系上有死亡。
So, what grieves the Holy Spirit?
那接下来就看哪些事情让他担忧。
If I want to live a powerful life,
我如果要充满大能，
if I want to overcome sin,
要能够胜过罪恶。
If I want to live a life that bears the fruit of the Spirit,
让我的生命能够结满果子，
I should be in relationship with Him,
我就应该和神有关系，
sensitive to Him,
对圣灵是敏感的，
and do the things to stop grieving Him.
然后不要再去做让他担忧的事。
I need to find out what does He like.
所以也应该要去认识他是什么样子。
I need to find out what hurts Him.
要去明白哪些事情让他伤心，
and stop doing the things that grieve him.
就不要再做那些让他伤心的事。
Sadly, Christians grieve the Holy Spirit all the time.
但是很可惜的是，我们基督徒常常让圣灵伤心。
And they live without power and without fruit of godliness in their life.
以至于我们的生命完全没有能力，也结不出圣灵的果子。
The Holy Spirit is given to transform us from the inside out.
那我们前面讲到，圣灵今天给我们就是要让我们从里到外能够更新。
It is His presence that brings us into Sonship relationship with God as Father.
那也是借由圣灵在我们的里面才有办法让我们进入到与父神有亲子之间的关系。
His activity gives us access to Father.
所以是他的一个工作让我们能够到父的面前。
We have access to the Father by one Spirit.
我们是藉由同一个一灵，我们才能够到父的面前。
So if I want to walk as a son of God,
所以如果我要以神的儿子身份来生活，
I must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
我一定要敏锐于圣灵的工作，
and not do the things that grieve Him.
对圣灵敏感，不要让他担忧。
And the Bible tells us what grieves Him.
那圣经很清楚说出什么事情让他担忧。
Primarily, it is two areas.
最主要在两个方面。
How we treat people.
就是我们如何待人处事。
And the inward life we live.
第二就是我们里面的生命。
The Holy Spirit knows what's going on in your heart.
圣灵非常清楚知道你内心的感觉。
Notice what it says here in verse 29.
我们来看29节。
Don't let any corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what's necessary to edify people and impart grace to them.
污秽的言语一句都不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
So the way you talk to people,
所以你对人的说话，
it affects the Holy Spirit,
会影响圣灵。
He hears what you're saying,
因为他听得见你在说什么。
He's sensitive to the tone you say it,
他也听得出你的语调。
So when you're harsh with people,
所以如果你讲话很
critical of people,
很批评论断，
negative towards people,negative towards people,
对人很消极负面。
This grieves him,
那这就会让他担忧。
Because his heart is to encourage them.
因为圣灵一直都是要安慰人。
He wants to flow through you that wherever you go, you impart words that build people up.
他希望透过你，不管到哪里去，都是透过你来安慰人，建造人。
How refreshing it is to be around someone who's an encourager.
所以你想想看，我们如果今天碰到一个人，他总是来安慰鼓励我们，是不是觉得
很舒服？ You walk away blessed and refreshed.
那你自己走开了之后，你会发现，哇，你这很蒙福。
How draining it is to be near someone who's critical and negative.
可是如果只要靠近一个人，他每天讲出来都是消极负面的话。
Walk away drained out.
你一离开，你会觉得你好累。
So the Bible talks to us how we talk to people.
所以神就告诉我们要怎么样的对人说话。
What we hold in our heart towards them, bitterness and anger and evil speaking and malice.
31节就讲到，我们里面如果有苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹跟毁谤。
So the words we speak to people,
所以我们对人说的话，
either bring life,
要不就是带出生命，
or they bring death,
或者是带出死亡。
If they bring death,
如果带出死亡，
it grieves the Holy Spirit who loves them and wants to help them.
这个就会让一个爱他们的圣灵让他担忧。
The way we treat people,
我们对待人的方式。
If we treat people badly,
如果我们待人不好，
it grieves the Holy Spirit.
这就让这个圣灵伤心。
Imagine if you love someone,
你就去想象你爱一个人，
and you see someone badly treat them,
然后你看到所爱的人遭受到不公平待遇，
you feel grieved,
你是不是很难过？
You feel distressed,
你会觉得很伤心。
It affects your relationship with that person.
你跟那个人的这个关系也会受影响。
Holy Spirit is just like that.
圣灵就完全就是这个样子。
In the book, carrying on in Ephesians 5,
我们再来看以弗所书的第五章，
talks about walking in love,
讲到说你要活在爱里头，
and following Christ's example.
然后要效法耶稣的榜样，
and avoiding sexual uncleanness in our life, sexual impurity in our life and thoughts.
也要避免在性的上面要犯错，或者是有错误的思想。
So we see that the Holy Spirit is grieved.
所以我们看到圣灵会担忧。
By the words we speak to people.
第一个借由我们口中所说的话。
By the way we treat people.
第二个借由我们对人的方式。
And when we harbor defiling thoughts in our heart.
然后再来就是借由我们里面有一些污秽的思想。
The Bible tells us or commands us be kind to people.
这个圣经很清楚的吩咐命令我们要对人良善，因为圣灵是恩慈的。
Just be tender hearted to people.
所以你要对人温柔良善。
Don't be hard hearted, keep your heart soft.
不要那么刚硬，不要那么这个顽固。
Holy Spirit will give you grace.
圣灵一定会给你恩典。
How amazing it is when you find someone who's been through a hard situation.
你去想想看，如果一个人他经历困境，
but they still have a soft heart and a sweet spirit.
但是经历困境的人，他们仍然内心是温柔的。
It's because they forgave people.
那是因为他们愿意原谅人。
They refuse to let what others do affect and define them.
而且他拒绝让别人的行为来让他污秽他们自己的内心。
So are you grieving the Holy Spirit?
所以你也会让圣灵担忧。
There's another command the Bible gives us.
圣经还另外一个地方也有一个命令。
And that is not to quench the Holy Spirit.
就是不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We can find this in the book of Thessalonians.
这是在帖撒罗尼迦。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
We find it in verse 19.
在十九节。
Now the Holy Spirit can be quenched.
就是很惊讶看到圣灵它可以被消灭。
Notice what it says, say we read from verse 16.
从十六节来看。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of Christ, God in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩， 然后我们跳到下面，就是不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So grieving the Spirit has to do with our character.
所以这个地方讲到消灭圣灵感动是我们的品格。
How we live, how we treat people, how we talk to people.
我们的言行举止。
Quenching the Spirit has to do with the ministry of power, our service for the Lord.
所谓消灭圣灵的感动，它特别指的部分是我们外在的一个服事，如何服事人，服事神。
What does it mean, quench?
什么叫消灭？
Means to extinguish a fire that's burning.
就好像是灭火一样。
Smother the fire.
就整个把火给扑灭。
Put the fire out.
完全扑灭那个火。
Throw a wet blanket over it.
你可能是把一个湿的毯子放盖起来。
Means to block the flow.
换句话说，也是挡住它的一个流动。
It's like a fire has started, and then you put it out before it can spread.
对，好比说，在这个火它要开始这个要去燃烧之前，就完全把它扑灭。
So God desires to flow through us to minister to the needs of people.
但是神他的渴望是要能够透过我们来满足许多人的需求。
So the Spirit of God is given within us to change our character.
所以今天神把他的灵给我们住在里面，是要改变我们的品格。
So we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们才能够结出圣灵的果子。
He's put upon us to minister to people.
然后圣灵也这个来浇灌在我们身上。
And serve their needs.
是给我们能力，能够去来服侍别人的需求。
Join us when we come back.
我们休息一会再回来。
We'll talk about how you quench the Holy Spirit.
来继续的探讨如何消灭圣灵的感动。
And also how to be led by the Holy Spirit.
然后进一步讲如何接受圣灵引导。
Welcome back to Good TV and to our teaching today, how to be led by the Spirit of God.
欢迎大家继续收看我们这一集所谈到的如何接受圣灵的引导。
And we've talked about being led by the Spirit is what it means to be a son of God.
我们一开始就讲到说接受圣灵的引导表示我们是神的儿子。
We saw how Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit.
也看到耶稣他是怎么样亲自接受圣灵的引导。
And we discussed that we can grieve the Holy Spirit.
也发现到原来我们可以让圣灵担忧。
It has to do with our character, how we live and treat people.
那让圣灵担忧的部分就是我们待人处事的方式。
And we began to talk at one other area, we can quench the Holy Spirit.
接下来我们后来就谈到消灭圣灵的感动。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Holy Spirit.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:19讲到说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So quenching the Holy Spirit relates to the ministry, his power flowing to operate and meet needs.
这个所谓消灭圣灵的感动特别指的就是我们在地上的服事。
To quench the Spirit means to put out the fire or to hinder, obstruct, and block him doing what he wants to do.
所谓的消灭圣灵，它的意思就是就好像原本在烧的火，我们把它扑灭，或者是阻挡了它本来要进行的工作。
The Holy Spirit is always wanting to draw people to Christ.
我们知道圣灵总是要吸引人来就近基督。
He's always wanting to heal the brokenhearted.
他总是想要医治伤心的人。
He's always wanting to set captives free.
他总是想要释放被掳的。
He's always wanting to comfort people.
他总是想要安慰人。
He is always wanting to minister to people.
圣灵总是想要服侍人。
So we quench him when we obstruct what he wants to do.
所以一旦我们打断了拦阻了他想要做的工作，就消灭他的感动。
So when it talks about quenching the Spirit,
所以当我们讲到消灭圣灵的感动，
it is obstructing and hindering him from ministering to the needs of people.
就是来拦阻他，影响他，让他没有办法满足人的需求。
Sadly, there are many godly men.
可是很可惜的是，有很多敬虔神的人，
they don't grieve the Holy Spirit.
他们可能不会让圣灵担忧。
They are kind to people.
他们对人很好。
And they live a clean life.
他们的生命也非常的纯
净。But they won't make room for the Holy Spirit to move in power.
可惜的是，他们不愿意让圣灵有机会去动工。
So they quench and obstruct him.
所以他们是完全消灭圣灵的感动。
Let me give you some ways that we quench the Holy Spirit.
所以我来举例子，我们如何消灭他的感动。
Fear.
第一个恐惧。
Fear in our heart will cause us to try and control meetings and circumstances and people.
我们今天会因为有恐惧，所以我们就想要来掌控整个环境，整个聚会。
When we love and when we're filled with the love of God, it makes room for God to move freely.
可是如果我们里面被神的爱所充满，我们就会愿意让神他能够自由的运
行。When we're afraid of what God might do or afraid of what will happen,
可是我们如果很害怕啊，我不知道可以预期什么样的事情发生。
We will attempt to control people and circumstances and stop and hinder the Holy Spirit moving.
就很容易的在一个状况里面就想要控制每一个人的一个行动。
So fear will quench the Spirit of God.
所以第一个恐惧会来消灭圣灵的感动。
When we are controlling, rigid, inflexible.
所以当我们变成就是想要控制然后没有办法没有任何的弹性。
Many services are totally inflexible, totally rigid.
我们看到有很多的这个聚会的进行方式是非常的死板。
There's no room given for people to receive ministry, to be touched by the power of God.
然后它进行的整个流程是非常的这个按照时间，完全没有办法让圣灵自由运行。
Here's something to think about.
所以这是我们可以思想的。
That whenever Jesus preached,
比方说每一次耶稣讲道
，He ministered and prayed for the needs of people.
他一定都会为有这个有需要的人祷告。
So he didn't just preach the word of God.
所以他不是只光顾着讲道。
He also did the word of God. He ministered to the needs of people.
他同时也去做神的另外一个工作，就是服侍人的需求。
People come every time they want healing, they want deliverance, they want encouragement.
所以每一次只要耶稣讲到，大家都会要靠过来，就想要接受医治服侍。
We should not control everything so tightly. There's no room for God to move.
所以我们不能让自己就是好像想要掌控所有的一切，要按照我们的所定的来进行，让神没有机会。
Tradition can quench the Holy Spirit.
第二个是传统。会消灭圣灵的感动。
It can be our old ways, old patterns of doing things.
这个传统会包括我们做一个长期以来做事的方式。
Jesus said, "You can't put new wine into the old wineskin; it'll just blow it up."
耶稣他就讲说，不能把新酒放在旧皮袋，那个会扯破旧皮袋。
So many churches are still operating in patterns that were relevant 50 years ago.
可是今天还是有很多的教会完全是按照五十年前的方式在带领教会。
And they seem unaware that the world around has totally changed.
他们都不知道整个世界已经改变。
That there needs to be flexibility in how we reach people and how we bring the gospel to them.
所以整个教会他不知道说他传福音的方式、接触人的方式应该要有一些的改变。
When we hold on to traditions of how things must be done, we quench God moving.In new ways to reach the next generation.
所以当我们一直抓着传统的一个进行教会的方式不放的话，我们就没有办法让圣灵自由的透过这个教会来帮助人。
Reasoning will quench the Holy Spirit.
第三个是我们的理性逻辑。
When we try to work them out with our mind instead of trusting them with our heart.
总是想要透过我们的理性来推敲出神的工作方式，而不是用我们的灵去接受。
Dishonoring the Holy Spirit will quench him moving.
Dishonoring?
Dishonoring. If we dishonor him.
第四个就是我们不尊荣圣灵也会消灭他的感动。
And if we are passive or resistant to the Holy Spirit, nothing will happen.
或者是我们的消极、负面、抗拒也会消灭他的感动。
God requires we exercise faith and we be proactive in working with the Holy Spirit.
神不断的要求我们就是要有信心，要很主动、积极的与他同工，那个时候圣灵就可以自由运行。
So God has never intended us to live our life.On our own, without the help of the Holy Spirit.
神他从来没有要我们完全只靠自己，他就是要我们靠圣灵来生活。
He has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us, empower us, direct us.
他把他的灵赏赐给我们，就是要借由他的灵能够来指教我们、引导我们。
In Philippians 2:13, it says, "It's God in you." Working in you both to will and to do the things that please Him.
在腓立比书的二章十三节讲说，那是在你里面的神，他来感动你，让你能够去行善。
So let me share you some practical keys about being led by the Holy Spirit.
那接下来我们来谈到一些很实际可行的步骤，让你接受圣灵的引导。
I think there are some heart issues first of all.
首先我看重到的是内心的一些问题。
Then there are some practical things.
接下来我们讲一些实际的步骤。
Jesus modeled being led by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣他活出一个榜样，怎么样接受圣灵
的引导。 So even though he planned what he was going to do,
所以即便他已经计划好他要做什么，
he was flexible within the plan.
但是他在这个计划的当中，他仍然保持弹性。
And always attentive to what the Holy Spirit said.
而且一直都很留意圣灵在说什么。
So he never let the needs of people determine what he did.
所以耶稣他也不会轻易的接受这个因为群众的需求而被他们牵引。
He did not need people to need him.
因为他不需要群众的需求。
He was willing to listen and submit to what the Holy Spirit was showing him.
他是完全降服于圣灵光照他、引导他的东西。
So by way of preparation,
所以借由一个预备。
These are what I would consider an essential part of preparing yourself to be led by the Spirit.
那这个就是我讲到的，就是说让你的内心怎么样预备好接受圣灵引导。
I think number one, humility.
第一个是心谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves and let the Holy Spirit know we need Him.
我们都需要谦卑，然后知道我们真的需要圣灵。
1 Peter 5:5 says that God will give grace to the humble.
这个彼得前书的五章五节讲到说，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Powers those who humble themselves and depend on Him.
而且也会把力量加给那些谦卑的人。
So we need to recognize that we have a need for the Holy Spirit and humble ourselves and ask for Him.
所以我们首先一定要认清，我们真的需要圣灵的帮助。
Secondly,
谦卑降服于他。
Secondly, we need to learn to yield and surrender to Him.
第二个就是我们要学会时时刻刻降服于他。他的带领。
Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵就像是一个人一样。
It's God Himself.
是神自己。
I need to then surrender to yield to Him.
因此，我一定要学会时刻的降服于他。
To let go control.
换句话说，是放掉我自己的掌控。
To let go my choices and preference in favor of His.
放下我自己的喜好，放下我自己的这个选择。
It doesn't mean I don't plan.
这个不代表说我就不做计划。
It just means in the midst of my planning, I'm attentive to the guidance and promptings of the Holy Spirit.
而是在我定计划的同时，我仍然去留意圣灵给我一些感动和光照。
It requires faith.
那这个非常需要信心。
I must believe that God is willing to lead me.
这个信心是什么？我相信神一定会引导我。
In Hebrews 11:6, it said, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God."
希伯来书十一章六节讲得很清楚，人若非有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。
So I need to commit my heart to believe.
所以我必须决心相信。
God is with me.
神与我同在。
God will lead me.
神会引导我。
This is the job description of the Holy Spirit.
那这一切都是圣灵的工作。
His role is to lead.
他的角色就是引导。
My role is to listen and be attentive.
那我的任务就是要去专心去听，然后顺服。
And to submit and to follow Him.
然后降服他，顺从他。
So of course, all of this is a life of prayer.
所以整个这一切都是包含在祷告的生活里。
It's in prayer that we acknowledge our need.
是在我们的祷告里头，我们不断地承认我们的需求。
It's in prayer we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
在祷告里，我们告诉圣灵，我们要委身于他。
Many people make their plan. Now God bless my plan.
但是很多基督徒刚好相反，就是他定好计划，神啊，你祝福我的计划。
That's not submitting to the Holy Spirit.
这个不叫做降服于圣灵。
That's not being led by the Holy Spirit.
这个也不是接受圣灵引导。
That's just doing your own plan.
这是你在做你自己要做的事情。
And then asking God to bless what you've decided.
然后你要求神来祝福你的计划。
Now we need to learn to surrender to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一定要学会怎么样的降服于圣灵。
And invite Him into our planning.
然后邀请他加入我们的计划。
And be sensitive to His prompting, to the flow that He brings.
然后开始敏锐于他的一个感动，知道说这个计划该怎
么做。So all of this takes place in prayer.
所以所有我们刚才讲的这些都在祷告生活发生。
We humble ourselves and admit our need.
我们要谦卑，知道我们有需要。
We surrender ourselves and our plans to the Holy Spirit.
然后把我们整个人、我们的计划都交给圣灵。
And we believe that God is pleased and will help us.
然后相信这位神一定会来帮助我们。
It's the Holy Spirit's role to do that.
这些都是圣灵的工作。
Jesus said He will lead you into all truth.
那耶稣他讲到说，圣灵会带领你们进入一切真理。
So that would form the foundation.
所以这一切都是一个根基。
I must believe in my heart.
我一定要内心相信。
That the Holy Spirit is willing to help me.
圣灵愿意帮助我。
Willing to guide me and direct me.
愿意引导我。
Willing to empower me.
愿意给我能力。
All I have to do is position myself to respond to Him.
而我只需要什么？把自己放在一个回应他、对他敏锐的一个位置上。
So these are what I call the heart preparation.
那这个就是我所谓的一个内心的预备。
Consciously surrendering our thoughts, our emotions.
是我们很刻意的把我们的整个思想、意念、情绪交给他，把我们的渴望、
our will,
还有我们的意志力、
the works of our hands,
把我们手中的工作。
Daily yielding to them.
每一天都把这些交给他。
Inviting the Holy Spirit to come.
然后邀请他来。
It's a great joy to walk with the Holy Spirit.
跟圣灵同行是极大的喜乐。
It's amazing what He does.
而且你会很惊讶他的作为。
It's amazing how He works.
你会很惊讶于他的作为。
I've seen Him work in churches and in car parks and planes and transport.
我在这个不管是这一个。飞机场或者是在停车场，各个地方都看到圣灵很奇妙的工作。
He's such a wonderful person.
所以我们看到圣灵真的很奇妙。
So how do I get led by the Holy Spirit?
所以我要怎么样接受圣灵的引导？
Well, remember, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
我们刚才讲到圣灵会在里面给我们印证。
So we are joined to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们与圣灵连结。
So if he's going to guide us,
如果他来引导我们，
it will be from within.
你就会发现是从里面感动。
Through some things being imparted into our spirit.
也是透过一些是他分赐到我们灵里头的。
So these are the ways that God tends to do this.
那神他就会用这几种方式，通常用这几种方式工作。
Number one, by an inward knowing, we just seem to know something.
第一个是借我们里面的一种感觉，就是我们知道。
We haven't worked it out, we just know in our heart something to be true.
这些是我们还没搞清楚是怎么一回事，但里面就有一个感觉说我知道应该就这样。
It tells us in Luke 5:32 that Jesus perceived their thoughts.
就是讲到在路加福音的这个第五章，讲到说耶稣他看到他们的内心的想法。
There was an inward knowing. He just knew in his heart what people were thinking.
换句话说，他不是真的知道他们在想什么，而是他的灵里面已经看到、感受到他们的。
So when we have an inward knowing, there's like a confidence.A certain course of action is right.
所以当我们灵里面有一种知道、一种看见的时候，我们就晓得说这是就是应当这么做。
It may be an inward impression of some kind.
那里面我们可以讲说另外一个是印证，一种感动。
Holy Spirit speaks with impressions.
里面有一种感动。
We may have an impression of peace.
比方说平安。
You feel quite a deep peace inside.
里面有一个很深的平安。
This is the Holy Spirit leading you or guiding you to follow that path.
那你就知道这是圣灵的引导，让你知道可以走这条路。
If you lose that peace,
如果没有平安，
start to feel an agitation.
开始觉得不安、焦躁。
You should notice that agitation.
那你要去留意那个焦躁。
Take note of it and inquire, why am I feeling like this?
你一定要去留意，然后你就问圣灵说为什么。
Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what the trouble is.
请圣灵来光照你为什么会这样焦躁不安。
When you feel an inward agitation.
当你里面有焦躁不安，
when you feel a loss of peace inside,
发现到失去平安了，
the Holy Spirit is trying to impress upon you,
圣灵他那其实是圣灵要感
动你。There's something wrong or about to happen that you're not aware of.
就说这个当中有一些东西出错，或者是要提醒你接下来可能会有一些事情要发生。
So the common kinds of impressions that you may receive from the Holy Spirit.
所以你可以从圣灵去领受到这些感动。
Peace.
一个是平安
or lack of peace, agitation.
缺乏平安，不安。
Or you may feel an excitement, a stirring in your spirit.
或者灵里面感到很兴奋。
You might feel something grieved in your spirit.
或者你的里面觉得哀伤。
When you feel these sensations,
当你里面开始有这些的
感觉 you identify them.
然后你认出来。
Try put a name on it. What am I feeling?
然后试着去指认出来是什么样的感觉。
Ask the Holy Spirit to show you why you're feeling that.
接下来就请圣灵来光照你为什么有这种感觉。
Respond immediately by praying.
然后马上用祷告来回应。
And as you pray, expect the Holy Spirit to give you more.
当你开始祷告，你就要期待圣灵会更多光照。
When we ignore His impressions,
如果我们忽略了他的感动，
they become harder to hear. We become dull and insensitive.
我们这个灵人就越来越钝了。
Another way the Holy Spirit speaks to us,
那圣灵对我们说话的另外一个方式
is by inward thoughts.
是借由里面有一些想法意念。
They're like spontaneous thought or word would come to us.
这种想法意念是突然进来的。
It comes spontaneously.
那它是很突然出现的。
It comes as a flow.
或者是像水流一样。
It just arises with quite gently and it's easily cut off.
而且它是很温柔，很容易就被我们忽略的。
So sometimes while you're talking,
所以有的时候，比方说你在讲话，
God might put a thought into your mind.
那神可能就把一个想法放在你里面。
When you're praying, a thought might come into your mind.
或者你在祷告的时候，一个意念会出现。
Maybe it's a concern about someone.
可能这个意念是关乎一个人。
Or maybe even you have a feeling of compassion for someone.
或者是你里面突然对一个人产生了怜悯。
It's usually a signal from the Holy Spirit to pay attention.
通常这是表示神他要圣灵要你去留意一个东西、
so、I find
一个人。
Frequently when I'm counseling people,
那往往就是我在辅导人的时候
，a thought will come into my mind,
就突然会冒出一个想法。
And when I inquire, it's a significant issue in the person's life.
那当我开始进一步去问，就发现这个东西是对那一个人来讲是
重要的。So the Holy Spirit can speak and give thoughts coming into our mind.
所以我们就讲到圣灵会给你一个想法意念。
They'll be gentle.
第一个，它很温柔。
They'll be spontaneous.
第二个，会突然出现。
They'll be easily cut off.
第三是一个很容易被你打断
忽略。But if we tune into them,
可是一旦我们对准了
,God may give us more.
神就会进一步给你。
We can learn to respond to the flow of thoughts.
所以我们一定要学会去回应。
And the Holy Spirit can give us more.
圣灵他就能够进一步给我们更多资讯。
In Mark 4:24,
在马可福音四章二十四节
says, if we have ears to hear,
讲到说凡有耳的就当听。
More is given.
那这个所听听见的人就会有更多的给他。
So if we respond to what God is giving to us,
一旦我们先回应神给我们的那一小那一点的感动
he tends to give us more.
神就会更多的告诉我们。
So in order to hear the voice of God,
如果要听见神的声音
there must be a stilling of noise, of busyness, of anxiety, of worry.
你一定要学会怎么样的就是排除掉所有一切的忙碌或者是这些的吵闹的这个环境。
Another way the Holy Spirit speaks to us
神圣灵对我们说话的另外一个方式
is through inward visions or pictures.
是透过在里面给我们一些的意象或图片。
Again, they're like the thoughts.
他们就好像一种想法。
They are spontaneous.
突然出现。
They are flowing and gentle.
然后是很温柔的这样冒出来涌流出来。
Very easily cut off.
很容易被你打断。
So the thoughts the Holy Spirit brings
所以圣灵给我们这样的一些的想法
may come in a picture form.
它可能会以图片的方式出现
come, as a dream.
比方说用意梦方式
It could come as a mental picture as you're praying.
或者是你在祷告的时候意念 出现一些图片
could even come as an open vision.
或者是成为一个眼睛可以看见的意象
whatever form it comes,
不管是哪一种形态
if we are attentive to it,
可是只要我们留意
often more will come.
往往会有更多的资讯出现
and we gain understanding of what God is showing us.
我们就能够明白神要对我们说什么
For example, when I'm preparing messages,
比方说我在预备讲章
I may spend a lot of time in study,
我会先花很多的时间来研读查考
I may take a lot of notes,
然后会写下很多的这个笔记
but then I leave it all together,
可是最后我会把它都放下来
and I'll just spend a little bit of time just worshiping, relaxing,
就开始就花一些时间来敬拜安静
and it's when you're relaxed, you're most easily open to receive from the Holy Spirit,
而且往往是在你放松的时候是最容易从圣灵来接受他的感动
It's when you're in prayer and you're quite relaxed.
还有在你祷告的时候你就是放松
You become aware of impressions.
你就会开始去感受到他的一些给你的这个东西
Sometimes I'll become aware of impressions while I'm having a shower, just relax.
有的时候甚至就在我洗澡的时候因为最放松就会领受有一些感动
And I'll suddenly have thoughts come.
然后突然就会有一些想法出现
And I'll have pages of notes.
然后我就看着我所写下来很多的讲义
And then suddenly begin to see what God wants to do.
然后会开始就清楚看见神要我做什么。
I feel life on some things.
然后我就会特别从这些笔记当中有一些特别的鲜活。
I feel them quicken, they come alive.
就发现它们变鲜活。
And I just begin to put them in the order He gives me.
就开始把这些本来很杂乱的笔记开始有次序了。
And then I find it's better than anything I could do myself.
就发现说整理完之后比我自己做得更好。
Even as I'm speaking.
而且就包括我现在在讲话
I'm attentive to the flow of the Spirit.
我现在讲道的时候我仍然留意圣灵的一个水流
I find there's a draw in certain areas.
我会发现它吸引我的特别留意某些部分
When I first started speaking,
当我刚开始在讲道的时候
I used to have everything written out, had to depend on everything I'd written down.
早年我在讲道的时候我一定要把所有的东西都写得一清二楚
But I found there was no life in it.
可是我后来发现越讲越干
And when I learned to break free of that,
但是当我开始就是从这边得到释放。
Then I started to feel the life of the Spirit flowing.
我就发现从里面有圣灵的生命开始流出来。
And I learned to tune into that life.
那我也学会怎么样的对准那一个。
To listen to what God is saying.
然后去听神要说什么。
And sometimes even as I speak.
所以有的时候是我就在讲道的时候。
I find God giving me things I didn't realize I knew.
我就发现神他就开始光照我一些我原本以前知道的东西。
Or connecting things I never saw were connected.
或者是能够去看到原来有一些的东西是互相有关联的。
When I was teaching in a classroom,
我在课堂在教课。
When I was teaching physics,
我以前在教物理的时候。
Holy Spirit would give me ideas.
圣灵就会给我一些点子。
How to teach certain things.
怎么样的去把一些物理用不同的方式来
教导。How to put the ideas together so it was clear and easy to understand.
他给我一些点子，然后帮助学生能够更清楚知道怎么学习物理。
It's an ability the Holy Spirit gives.
所以这都是圣灵给我们的。
It's a life that He gives.
那是他给我们的生命。
And this life is not just for a preacher.
这个生命不是只有针对讲员才
可以。This life is for every person who's a child of God.
是每一个神的儿女都可以得到的。
Wherever you are,
不管你在哪里
，The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you.
圣灵都要对你说话。
Wants to lead you.
要引导你。
Wants to open opportunities for for you.
要为你打开机会。
Wants to bring you to people in need.
然后把你带到一些有需要的人面前。
All you have to do is be willing and yielded to him.
你所需要的很简单，只要是你愿意，然后降服于他。花时间祷告
，become available to him，
然后愿意被神差遣。
You might be amazed what God will do。
你一定会很惊讶神的工作。
If you'll stop grieving him，
只要你不要再让他担忧，不要再消灭他的感动。
Start to make room for him in your life，
然后让你的生命随时有空间容许神自由运行。
So the Holy Spirit is able to lead us，
所以圣灵能够引导我们。
By impressions in our spirit，
那借由在灵里面给我们感动。
Even when someone preaches to you。
即便是透过别人来对你讲道
，In the midst of all of the message，
你可以在整个讲道的时候
，What did the Holy Spirit quicken or bring alive inside your heart？
你可以去留意圣灵在那个时候在对你里面在感动些哪些重点。
Often there's just one thought。
有的时候是一个意念。
When you're listening to someone talk。
当你在聆听别人讲话
，If you're listening for the Holy Spirit, He can speak to you through that person.
你如果留意圣灵他的感动，你会发现圣灵可以透过那个人对你说话。
Even if someone corrects you,
或者是有人来修正你指正。
Within it, if you have a heart to listen, you feel the Holy Spirit show you where you went wrong.
只要你的心是愿意受教的，你就会发现圣灵也可能会对那一个人来对你说话。
Even though they may be reacting and angry and over the top.Nevertheless, you feel within it, God's saying you need to change this.
即便你可能会觉得对方的态度可能不好，让你很生气、很不舒服，可是只要你留意圣灵，你会发现在这当中。
Sometimes when you're with people,
那有的时候你跟人在一起。
You may become aware of a sadness in their life.
你可能会感受到他们里面有一些的哀伤。
You may feel that you need to encourage them.
那你可能觉得需要安慰他们。
Learn to respond to these impressions of the Holy Spirit.
所以要去学会圣灵在你里面给你一些感动。
They can come anywhere, anytime.
而且是随时随地都有可能用不同方式发生。
If you have a heart to serve.
而只要你愿意随时去服侍人。
If we realize I'm a child of God.
因为你知道你是神的儿女。
I carry the Spirit of my Father.
我带着我父的灵在我身上。
I'm here to represent my father.
我不管在哪里，就代表我的父神。
And to show how loving he is.
然后要让人看到父神的慈爱。
How kind he is.
父神的良善。
I want to demonstrate his compassion.
我愿意彰显出他的怜悯。
Demonstrate his goodness.
我愿意彰显出他的良善。
That's who I am.
这就是我。
So wherever I go,
所以不管我到哪里
，I'm a well of blessing for people.
我都愿意祝福别人。
All I have to do is be sensitive to the opportunities.
那我只要去什么敏锐于那个机会。
And as you start to talk or interact,
所以当你开始跟人交谈
，God makes way for you to minister to so many people.
神会给你机会，让你去服侍那些人。
God begins to guide you.
神会开始引导你。
Sometimes I sit with people.
有的时候我跟人同席。
And as they're talking, I feel it's the Holy Spirit telling me.This is what I need to be doing.
当我听着他们说话的时候，我就发现到，哎，圣灵他要告诉我要做哪些事。
If we are open, God can talk through us and to us.
所以只要我们愿意敞开自己，神就可以对我们说话，也透过我们说话。
In the Old Testament, He opened the mouth of a donkey to speak.
我们在旧约看到神甚至使用驴子说话。
So I'm sure He can speak through us.
所以我绝对相信神可以透过我们
人说话。I'm sure He can speak to you.
他也可以对你说话。
Why don't you hunger for God to do that?
对，何不让你更多渴慕神呢？
Why don't you make a decision today?
何不让你今天就做一个决定？
I need to repent.
我需要悔改。
Of running my life the way I do.
不是在靠自己的方式来经营生
活。And I need to make room for the Holy Spirit.
我要让我自己就打开我的生命，让圣灵可以自由运行。
I need to spend time in prayer.
我愿意好好祷告。
Inviting Him into every aspect of my life.
然后邀请圣灵进到我生命每一个领域。
And expecting Him to work today.
并且期待他今天就要动工。
God bless you.
愿神赐福你。